The void. The void arrives often without notice and taking us by surprise. We fight it, yet in its silence, there is truth and growth and learning to be found. The challenge is in learning how not to resist it. That's what wants to be shared this week. And you may have noticed, and I will share in the publicising of this episode, that this episode is probably around, by the time I've edited it and uploaded it, getting on for 12 hours late. And that's not because I was disorganised or forgot or didn't feel like it. It's because this week has been one of void. It's been one of silence in the sense that no words have been there for me to share. That's not to say I myself have been completely silent, but the flow and the connection with my purpose has been on pause. And it's that story and it's how this relates to all of us that I wanted to share this week. And it starts in a place of, what do you do as a solopreneur for whom visibility is everything when you actually have nothing to say? It's a challenge, right? And it happens to all of us to varying degrees and for varying lengths of time. More challenging for some than others. And it becomes less challenging the greater our connection with ourselves. And connection is really what that void is all about. So for some context, this is the week of my bleed. And that point in our cycle really is one of retreat or entering the void. If you know anything about times past, there was a time when a woman's menstruation was considered to be really powerful and sacred, and women gathered together at this time in what was known, or what we now call, as the red tent. I feel like if I had been there then, what I would have experienced was coming together in community in order to create deeper connection with ourselves. I feel that we as women then understood that we can be together in silence, kind of like in solitude together, and learn through that. So for the vast majority of women in business who are premenopausal, this is something that happens monthly and we fight it. When we listen, when we lean into that void, then we start to unravel, to see that silence has a purpose, that retreat has a purpose, that we need the void. It's an opportunity to reconnect with ourselves, or to connect with ourselves. Why is that relevant? Well, we live in a really disconnected society. We are tribal beings living in single family homes, living often very far away from our biological families. We are women managing more than women have ever managed before. Not only are we housekeeping, food prepping, and I know this, not this entire list will cover all of us, but these are the things which generally will find themselves on a woman's plate. Child rearing, food prepping, housekeeping, business building. And that's just looking at it at a macro scale. But for the first time in history, it has become common for women to do all those things in isolation from other women, from family, from community, from other people who can lean into their gifts and skills and help us in areas that aren't in our gift or skill, in return for which we share our gifts and skills with them. And I realise the word connection has been ever present for me this week. I realised that the solution to that for us in this modern world is to first connect with ourselves. Because when we know our values, when we know what we want, when we are not afraid to put boundaries in place to protect those values and our desires, we've got the foundation to create the connections with our communities, our tribes, our ideal clients, our families, our friends, from a place of depth and knowing, from a place in which we are being true to ourselves rather than trying to be something that we're not. And that is the message that I have heard on top of connection the loudest this week. Disconnection, which can lead to burnout, comes for the vast majority of us most readily when we are trying to be or do something that was never meant for us, something that doesn't light us up, something that jars with our values, something that reinforces those feelings which we all have of, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy of feeling better than this. If you know your human design, this may be resonating with you, what I'm saying. If you don't, fear not. This is something that I will be sharing more about. Let me just say that 30% of the population in which I am one are running themselves ragged, trying to be like the other 70% when we were never designed this way. 30% of the people listening to this episode, 30% of the people you know, and you may be one of them, were not designed to be on all the time, were not designed to go, go, go. 30% of the population, 30% of the population have the need to rest as part of their design. If you do know your human design, that 30% I'm referring to are the reflectors, the projectors, and the manifestors. We're designed to operate differently. We need rest. That's not to say that the generators and the manifesting generators that make up 70% of the population aren't designed to need rest at all, but like, we really need rest. So the void comes because we need it. The void comes because it's part of our cycle. The void comes when we haven't been listening to ourselves and our needs. The void comes in winter. Look at the seasons and ask yourself, what purpose does winter serve? It's when everything needs to pause, regenerate, and get ready for spring. We have that void too. So what do you do when you have nothing to say? Well, here's the five things that I've done this week. And when you next find yourself in the void, make a note of these and allow yourself to go there. So in no particular order, when you find yourself with nothing to say, listen. Silence speaks. Maybe you need to listen to what's going on around you. Maybe you need to listen to what's going on within you. silence has a purpose. Even in the silence of winter, beneath the ground, things are happening. Secondly, when you're listening to yourself, when you're noticing the cues around you, trust what you hear. Know that the answer, know that the gift of this void may not be immediately apparent, but that when you join the dots by writing it down, taking a bit of action, doing something to record whatever it is that's coming to you, sharing that with someone else in the real world, know that the dots will be joined and the message will become clear. Reflect on it and be patient. Connected to that is this: in the silence, practice connecting with your intuition. What is she trying to tell you? What are the nudges that you're receiving? What is the purpose of this void? It's also a time when you're in the void for creating in real life connections. Perhaps this is the universe's way of telling you that you've been so in business mode, and I know this is the case for me, that your reserves, your creative and inspirational reserves are running dry, and that you will fill those up by connecting in real life. Use your voice for something other than promoting your business. I guess that's what I'm getting at. Use your voice to be here now. Use your voice to share your wisdom in the real world. Use your voice to connect with your friends and family, because out of connection with self, we create connection with others. We create community. We thrive in community. And all of that benefits not only the human being that we are as the owner of our business, but our business ourselves. And finally, get curious. Witness yourself in these moments and get curious about the why. Why has this void come to me now? Where can I create more connection? What are the gifts? What's the teaching? What's the learning being sent to me at this time? Just get curious. And then there's the question of how, because we are conditioned to believe that we have to be go, 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 go. And that there is something to fear in inactivity. We fear that the silence or the lack of visibility, what impact could it have on our business? Well, this is an opportunity to lean into the duality of life. Acknowledge that fear at the same time as holding the faith that this void, this silence, is where the growth happens. There is something that you need to know and to learn, and that you need the silence of the void for that thing to be heard. It's not a thing that shouts out loud and says, "Here I am, come and see me, come and learn about me." It is something which is quietly bubbling away and can only really be found and heard and connected with in the silence of that void. We fear stopping. With these tools, with these five tools for what to do in that silence, in that void, we have the opportunity to create a connection with ourselves in a whole new way, and to start to value the silence, to value the opportunity it gives us to connect with ourselves, and to see it as our minds and bodies' way of reminding us that we can't pour from an empty cup, that our foundation stays stable when we are being true to ourselves and we are connected with ourselves, and when we are operating in line with those values in a way that lights us up and in a way that works for us, and not just because we think we should, we have to. That is the wisdom of the void. Welcome it, witness it, and find the lesson in it. Sending you love. Until next week. Bye-bye.